The Word reveals to us that there are spiritual laws that govern the universe. Today, Kenneth Copeland shares on the laws that govern increase and how to use them on purpose. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Turn with me, please, to Mark chapter 4. Now, I have experienced from time to time, no more than once, more than a few times, when we would get into those governing laws. See, the Bible, First Covenant, Second Covenant, is a law book. It is the only place where one can find the spiritual laws that govern the universe and teach you how to use them on purpose. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. What is it then? By the law of works? No, but by the law of faith. Now, there are laws of increase. There are laws of decrease. Amen. So when you know and can be responsible in the laws that govern increase, you do things on purpose. Well, I just don't know about tithing. Well, what is it you don't know about it? You better start that today. That's the first law. Because it's the law of honor. And then the law of faith depends on love. Anyway, I'm getting way ahead of myself. Forgive me, sir. Let's go to chapter 4. And let's look at... I have to go back here. This it'll take a few moments, but let's just start with verse 1. He began again to teach by the seaside. There was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land, and he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, hear, ken. Okay, yeah, I'm listening. I hear that a lot, and you know, hearken, yes sir. Okay. Behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. Immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was come up, it was scorched. Because it had no root, it withered away. Some fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Other fell on good ground and did yield fruit. That sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Then he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Sometime go through this chapter and see how many times Jesus said, hear, hear, hear. Faith cometh by hearing. People are saved by hearing and believing and saying. Amen. When he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Now, how many of you have heard that God moves in mysterious ways and his wonders to perform? You've heard that, right? And that's in the Bible, right? No, it isn't. This is one of those things that's kind of like every tub has to sit on its own bottom. That was written in a poem by William Calvert in 1773. But his ways past finding out is in the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. But now, and you know, I'm telling you, I mean, I've known that since 1:30 this afternoon. I thought it was in the Bible too. It's just amazing that I never had run across it anywhere. Oh, I tell you what, I'm learning a lot as I drive towards 120. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Verse 12, that seeing they may see and not perceive. Hearing, here's hearing again. Hearing they may hear and not understand. Lest at any time they should be converted or changed. Change the way they think, change the way they talk, change the way they act. And their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? Now notice this, the subject of the parable is not the ground in which the seed is sown. He talks about the different grounds, but the subject of the parable is the word of God. Now notice this, the sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Now notice immediately there. Immediately receive it with gladness. Have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises, for the word's sake, immediately. They were quick to receive it and quick to turn it loose. Just as quick to turn it loose. Instead of fighting for it, standing for it. These are they which are sown among thorns. Same word is translated care right down underneath it. It's the same word translated thorn in the flesh. Care. Well, we just don't know what that thorn in the Apostle Paul's flesh was. Yes, we do. We know exactly what it was. A messenger of Satan sent to buffet him. Now, wait a minute. What about this scripture? He said, all of that from without. He's talking about all of the turmoil of shipwrecks and being beaten nearly to death over and over again. Then he said, watch. All that from without, then came on me the care, same word, the care of all the churches. He was carrying the care of the churches. In 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10, says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, casting the whole of your care, same word, over on him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. The amen should have gone right there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. These are they among the thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares, the pressures of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. Now, what is that? The deceitfulness of riches, it's not riches, it's the deceitfulness of it. It has to do with the love of money. And to think, oh man, I don't know what I'm about. If I just had more money, I believe I could do this if I just had more money. No, if you had more money, you'd blow it off just like you did that. Many years ago, we were $1 million behind, and it, I don't know, man, it, you know, it just creeped in there, and whoa. The thing you got to realize, when you're $1 million behind, you got to get $2 million to catch up. Because you're going to be another $1 million behind before you can get that one paid. I mean, it'll keep you picking, brother. Hard and fast as you can. But you, in this business, you can't do that. Because you get out of line really quick and you think you're going to get in there and get it done. Well, I just pulled off over the weekend and just cried out to God. And I, oh God, I need $1 million. Oh God, I need $1 million. And after I'd prayed for a couple of days, and I heard the Lord say, no, you don't. I said, what'd you say? He said, you don't need $1 million. I said out loud, and pretty loud, I said, well, you could have fooled me. No, it's the devil that had me fooled. He said, there is a spiritual problem in your ministry. And if I gave you $1 million today, it would eat that million up too, and you'd be $2 million behind. Huh. Whoa. Now what do I do? And so I just kept praying in the spirit. Now I remembered it. He spoke to me about tithing the ministry. Well, I'd never heard anything like that, and it was back the very early part of the ministry, and I thought, well, you know, it's all the ministry money is here, and then I just let it slip. And I didn't pick it up. I didn't pray about it. I didn't go on into it. And so now, after he had already let me know that, and I didn't take hold of it, boy, the devil just had a field day. And and then he started talking to me about it. And here's what he asked me. He said, do government employees pay income tax? I said, well, sure. He said, why? It's all government money. I thought, okay, all right. Yeah, I got it. Praise God. And Gloria and I prayed, and we made the commitment. And I want you to know that $1 million just came jumping in there. Because the spiritual laws that govern that increase were being disobeyed. Amen. Now, when things get to where they're rough, particularly financially, well, and the healing and so forth be the same way, but people have a tendency, everybody does, have a tendency to separate the two. Finances is over here, and well, you know, that's your business world over here, but healing, boy, my man, that's spiritual. Oh, the other is spiritual, and sometimes more spiritual than the healing. And There's a whole lot more people that are held back in their lives and ministries and not able to do what God's told them to do because of a lack of money than sickness or disease. So, and you get to where, I just don't know why, I don't understand this, Brother Copeland. I don't know why things are not working. Just stop and just seek the Lord. What is the last thing that He told me to do and I'm not doing it? And if you'll pray in the Spirit about it, Brother Copeland, I don't pray in the Spirit. That's your fault, not God's, because it's been provided. All you have to do is ask. Yeah, but the tongues part, it's the easiest thing you ever did in your whole born again life. You make it hard because it's your tongue. But it's time to tame that thing. Speaking and praying in other tongues is the gateway to the supernatural. Don't get out of here tonight without it. Jesus said very plainly, how much more your heavenly Father will give the Holy Ghost to those that ask Him. Well, I'm asking. Well, open your mouth. I want you to notice this. These are they which are sown on good ground. Gloria said you need to do a soil sample. Sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit. Some 30, some 60, and some 100. And He said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? Well, of course not. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Now, here's what I want you to get. And He said unto them, take heed what you hear. You better watch what you're listening to. Guard your ears. Take heed what you hear. With what measure ye meet. The word translated meet is another form of the word measure. They're almost exactly the same word. The two words are almost exactly the same. One of them represents your measuring tool. The other represents the way you measure it. He said some 30, some 60, and some 100. 100-fold. Glory to God. 100-fold teacups. Well, if that's your measuring, you're sowing teacups, you're going to get teacups. I don't know what you're going to do with 100 of them, but hey, here they come. Name the seed and name the harvest. The way you measure, it'll be measured out of you. The way you hear it, the way you act on it, it's not up to God. Because he's already said, he's already spoken that law. It's up to you, it's up to me. Are you listening? I remember in World War, during World War II, and I had just turned five. I was born on December the 6th, and they bombed Pearl Harbor on the 7th. I had just turned 5 years old. So, you know, I was nearly 10 by the time the thing was over with. And so I remember the government would give you garden seed. They give it to you, provide it for you. All you had to do is ask for all of it you wanted to plant victory gardens. Because, man, I'm telling you, if you've never been, and most haven't, you don't know what it is to be severely rationed. Gasoline was rationed. Food was rationed. Sugar, forget it. You couldn't get it. Because we were so far behind, we didn't hardly have any army. And before that thing was over with, we had over 1 million men and women in the service. So, it had to be done overnight. So, man, my mother, we lived out in West Texas in Abilene, and that sandy soil out there absolutely grow anything. And my mother and my dad both raised on the farm, and she had this little garden out there behind the house. And man, I'm telling you, she grew some of the best looking stuff you ever saw. But you got the little package, and it had a picture on the front of it that's what the seed is in there, and a little stick that went with it. So you planted this row with your tomatoes, and you planted this row with whatever else, but you stuck your little picture at the end of the row. That's what I planted, and that's what I'm expecting. Can you see that? Now I got a vision board. I have a vision board. I can see it. I know what I'm supposed to be doing here. Well, you need a mental image. To meditate means to imagine. Use your imagination. Don't use it wrongly, but use it right. God gave it to you, and it's a powerful tool. Glory to God.
So my name is Volodymyr Kolesnik. I'm KCM Ukraine director. I've been working with KCM for 22 years. It's my 23rd year actually now. When I've heard that word, abundant harvest, first thing that came to my mind was, if there is a harvest, there had to be some seeds sown first, because you can have harvest without seeds. Now, if you are an intelligent person, you know what you're sowing. Because we've been sowing on purpose. We've been sowing deliverance, salvation, healings, financial prosperity into the lives of people. We have sown a lot of seeds. And I'm sure every partner that's been following that ministry, they have sown a lot of seeds. They've sown the seeds that relieved the lives of other people. They have sown financial seeds into that ministry. So this is what I was checking first. Well, how many seeds do we have in the ground? So if that would be a year of abundant harvest, that means we need to put some efforts out and harvest that harvest. So harvest time means you need to join efforts even more than before, because everybody can go out and sow, but to take it all, to put it all in the barns, it takes efforts on every side, from everybody. So when I'm thinking about the year of abundant harvest, well, first of all, I'm grateful to God that He is constantly increasing our harvest. That's first thing. Secondly, I'm checking on seeds that's been sown to make sure we didn't sow something that's not supposed to go to the barns of the kingdom of God. And third thing is, this is where we cannot be slothful spiritually. This is where we should walk more than ever before, because the harvest is abundant. It takes a lot of efforts to gather it, to put it into a barn. So I believe we will have more salvations this year We have sown a lot of seeds into that. We will see more financial breakthroughs in the lives of the people. We'll see more people come from the milk to the meat of the word. We'll see more changed life. We'll see our country, our communities change. That's what we believe in for. And we believe that would be by grace, through faith, in a measure we've never seen before.
It is so important for you and I to know the laws of increase that Brother Copeland shared with us today, because when you know the laws that govern increase, you're empowered to apply what you know and to gain results. When you hear the word, act on the word, you see the word bring increase into your life. And we want to get you started diving into the word of increase. We've made this CD, The Law of Increase, available to you as a free gift. And in this series, Brother Copeland teaches us how to walk in the law of increase. And as children of God, we have a covenant with Him. And through this covenant, God restored the blessing to us and wants us living in that blessing. Amen? So just go to kcm.org to request your free CD today. Now listen, it's not too late to make plans to attend the Southwest Believers Convention coming up July 22nd through the 27th at the Fort Worth Convention Center here in Fort Worth, Texas. Just join in all week long. Just soak in that anointed word. Get built up and recharged. You'll be glad you did. For more information about this meeting, visit us online at kcm.org. Now listen, this is great. This year, we are celebrating 40 years of the Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday broadcast. That means for 40 years, we've had this opportunity to sow the Word of God into people's hearts and into their lives, and it's been producing increase in their lives. And we want to say right now, thank you to the partners of this ministry. Many of you have been partners for that long, been faithful to pray, faithful to give, and we want to let you know that your partnership is making a difference in this world. You're sending the Word of God all over the world. And when you respond to the Word that you've heard in partnership, it's like you've taken your place standing alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland as they preach Jesus, as they preach the uncompromised Word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle. That's what partnership is. And that's what partnership does. And we are celebrating this awesome milestone in this ministry, 40 years on this Sunday broadcast. And we thank God for many, many more years to come. Listen, thank you so much for watching this week. We'll see you again next week. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
For a free copy of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download, visit our website, kcm.org.